In the aftermath of last week's shooting of Daniel Hambrick by a Nashville police officer, a petition to establish independent civilian oversight of the police has seen a surge in support. Organizers need about 6,000 signatures by Thursday to put the issue on the ballot this November. And as WPLN's Jay Shaw reports, they say they're getting very close to getting that done.
Organizers say they collected more than 1,500 signatures for their petition this weekend alone. Part of the uptick is the approaching deadline, but they say there has been more interest because of last week's shooting. Theda Murphy, an organizer for Community Oversight Now, says teams of volunteers were canvassing this weekend at the John Henry Hale community, near where Hambrick was fatally shot.
And we walked door to door. They were happy that people were doing this, and we got a lot of signatures for the petition there because people do believe that the police department needs to be directly overseen by the community.
There hasn't been an official count, but Murphy says the group is only a few hundred signatures away. If they meet the mark, organizers will transition to campaigning. They argue many other cities across the country already have community oversight, and that it helps create more trust in the police. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jay Shaw.
Both the police union and Metro Police are opposed to a community oversight board, in part because it would ban current and recently retired police officers from serving on it. They also say that an outside board is not necessary.